year 1795. On our farm, we grew corn, wheat, and barley. We live in western Kentucky. The farm is ran by me, my wife, and my two kids. Because we believe slavery is wrong, we don't own slaves on our farm. Without slavery, we can't grow as much crops as the other farmers. Without being able to grow as many crops, our profits are limited. We can only transport our goods a limited distance by carriage. But we do live close to the Mississippi River. If we had access to ship goods down the Mississippi River, we could open up a new source of income. The Treaty of San Lorenzo, otherwise known as the Pickens Treaty, will open up the Mississippi River for trade. We could eventually ship goods to the French in New Orleans, to the Spanish in Florida, and into Americans on the eastern seaboard. This treaty benefits all farmers along the Mississippi River, but for us it holds special meaning by allowing us to farm without the use of slavery. With the new trade routes opened up, and the U.S. and Spain's newfound friendship, the possibility of trading with the Spanish should be profitable. Though we are not actually on the Mississippi River, we can ship our corn down the Ohio River Valley to the Kentucky border, where it will meet up with the Mississippi. We will have to trade our goods via carriage about 20 miles. Once we finally reach the river, we will have to find a port town and establish business with a commercial shipper. A load will have to travel through Tennessee, Mississippi, and finally reach port in New Orleans. Once we have established an equitable rate, we should be able to utilize both growing seasons without any waste. With our goods reaching New Orleans and a regular basis, we will be able to sell them to port cities along the east and west of the Gulf Coast. We could eventually even ship around Florida up to Savannah and Charleston, eventually reaching Virginia, New Jersey, Philadelphia, and even New York City. Just imagine our crops grown slave-free selling in New York City.